Well, and desire your prayers. I have a little thought I'd like to share. Have you ever been in a place where you had something to do and you just couldn't quite do it? And you was trying to do it by yourself. And if you had somebody else there to do just the slightest little thing, it'd go real easy. Have you ever just needed a third hand? You got two, and if you ever have somebody say, put your finger here? It ain't much of a job. But boy, it helps. I've been in positions before that if I had someone just to lift the slightest bit up or to line something in, or I remember years ago I had an escort wagon, I think it was, and what was his name, Brother Mansell? It was Arbogast, wasn't it? Arbogast over Valley Head. He put a transmission in that for me, and I was amazed. He got it up there, and he got it where he wanted it, and he hollered for his son. And his son came out there, and he had a bar, and he said, now just wiggle it. And his son just wiggled that bar. He popped that thing right in place. Well, what would it have been for him to do without the wiggling? Wasn't much to the wiggling. Didn't expend much energy. Didn't lift no weights. All he done was just wiggle a little bit. My thought today is, don't forget your helper. We have a helper. Have someone that wants to help. Always there to help. And though the Lord helps, the Lord does help us many times. I can go and tell a lot of stories, I think, of the times that the Lord's helped me with physical things to do things that it worked. The Lord helps. But that's not really what I'm talking about. The Lord gives us people for that a lot of times. We team up on jobs and do things. It makes it so much easier to have a helper. But you know, there's things that we would like to accomplish. There's things that we know we should do. There's things that we know we should think. There's ways that we know we ought to be like. Don't we? I was thinking the last couple of days, today particularly this morning. I'm going to tell you. Linda said to me, she said, you can't be discouraged. She said, it wouldn't do for both of us to be discouraged at the same time. But I was thinking about it. Who wants to be discouraged? Does anybody here want to be discouraged? You know how miserable it is being discouraged? So we say, I know I should be encouraged. But me thinking that, knowing that, don't get me there. I can know it. I can come up to it. I need somebody to help me. I need a helper. The Lord knows how to help us with those kind of things in our life. The Lord knows how to give us courage. The Lord knows how to do the things that we don't know how to do. So I'll be honest with you. A lot of times, I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. We think of the people in the community around us. We know we're to be witnesses. We live our life in a certain way to be witnesses. We need to know, we need the Lord to help us, to lead us, bring the circumstances, to lead us to be able to make a difference in somebody's life, to bring it together. I was talking to someone yesterday that just, I think he just wanted to talk, because that's what he done. He just talked. And he talked, and he talked, and I could tell I was in a place that was, you know what, it was really pretty easy. I was in a place that all I had to do was shake my head and say, I know what you mean. Yep. Yep, in there. And it was such a blessing because that's what he needed, and the help didn't cost a lot. But I was led into that. I was thankful for it. I saw where the Lord did that. You know, every place, that all the places of our life, the Lord is there to be our helper. To help us to do it. It takes the slightest effort of the Lord to make things work for us. We've got to have the ambition, the desire. We've got to have the passion. But with all of that, we're human and can't. What can we do? What can we accomplish? I feel like that I'm spending a lot of my life trying to stick a round peg in a square hole. And it don't work. You can't get it in there. I'm always having to cut the edges off of it, trying to slide it, trying to get it something to work that don't seem to work. But you know, when the Lord's in a thing, He can make that work. We have a helper, and I want us not to forget it today. We have somebody to help with the things of our lives. I want to look at a scripture. I think I'll start with 1 Peter. Sixth verse of the fifth chapter of 1 Peter. It says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. Casting all your cares upon Him. Linda said to me recently, she said, it's like a big boulder. I said, well, mine's more like a sack full of gravels. That's what my life seems like. It's not one big thing. Generally, it's a whole bunch of little things that get me. And it's like gravels because any one of them could be thrown away. They're not very valuable to me. It's like carrying them around, a sack full, and it seems like at times there's just a whole lot more put in there that I pack around. But the scripture says, casting your cares on the one that cares for you. Now, we want to look at two ideas here. First of all, casting your cares. The word care here, I think, is interesting because it means distractions. Distractions from what? I had to ask myself, distractions from what? Distractions from God. Think about it. What are you thinking about? Those sack full of gravels. This is happening. It ain't a big thing, but it's on my mind. And then this here is not a big thing, but it's on my mind. And this is not a big thing, but it's got to be done. And this is, if I don't do this, and then this, and then this. I got a thing just recently says, I've been summoned to appear before court. They've always let me out of that. I think they will again, but I got it on my mind. I have a little dog that's sick, and we kind of liked the little dog and wanted to keep him, and he's sick. Vet says he might die if he's got a certain thing, probably to die. I got that on my mind, thinking about that little dog. It just seems to go on. I think about this quite often. Brother Mike mentioned to me back in the winter. He walked around the van and said, I smell antifreeze. Brother Mike, I still smell an antifreeze around there. I've looked and looked. It's dripping out there somewhere. I can smell it. It's hitting something hot, and it's dispersing. I just got it on my mind. I changed my oil, so I got it kind of off my mind. But I got all these little things. It's like a big sack full of gravel, as always, packing them around. The word means distractions. Cast your distractions. Distractions from what? The peace and joy. Distractions from God, from the good things of God and what God can do and what God's doing. Go through our lives thinking about all these little things that weigh us down, that get us here down. And the scripture says, cast your distractions upon the Lord. Give them to God. They'll work themselves out. It's okay. It's a part of life, isn't it? Aren't we all just faced with the daily grind of life? If you do cast, I'm going to tell you, if you got a sack full of gravels like I do, again, you cast them on the Lord, I'm going to tell you something. You've got another sack and it'll start filling up tomorrow. You'll have plenty to keep casting. I assure you, if you live any kind of a life at all, you'll be casting your cares upon the Lord all the way through. You're going to be peaceful and you're going to be happy and you're going to be encouraged. You're going to have to throw the distractions, give all the distractions to the Lord. Because that's what they do for your life. They distract you from meaningful purposes. They distract you from the meditations of God. They distract you from doing what you really should be doing in your mind. So it says to cast all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. And I think that that is so valuable to us, because if you said, I care for you, you would have it right. But I can't do much for you. Or I can put my hand on your ribbon when you're tying it. Or I can lift up the end of a weight for you. Or I can line some things like that. But I can't do much else for you. Not really. Only what the Lord gives is what we give out. But He said, cast your cares. For He, God, the Lord, He cares for you. To think that He really is caring for us. That He's interested. What this passage is saying, if it touches you, it touches Him. I want you to think about that. You say, well, this is too trivial. Not if it touches you, it's not. It's the touching that He cares about. Whatever it is that disturbs you today, it disturbs the Lord. He wants to take that burden for you. I read recently, and I believe it's to be it's a true statement. It is talking about probably of days gone by. But they said most people don't mind the traveling, if somebody had carried their load for them. It's hard. I know what that's like. I know what it feels like to have a load on you that you're packing somewhere. And I know what it is to let that down, or the thought while you're packing it, this sure would be a whole lot easier if I didn't have to have this weight. Could you imagine, for those of whatever weight would suit you, but could you imagine putting 100 pound on your shoulders and taking off? I mean, I've lifted that and toted it around before, and I can do it fairly easy from here to you. But if I'm going to pack it up to Henry's, do you know what? I about halfway, I'd be saying it'd be a whole lot easier to go to Henry's without this weight on my back. It's this weight. It's distracting. It's stopping me from being able to move like I should be able to get the value out of life that I can get, the mileage. I can't get the mileage when I got the weight on me. It slows me down way too much. It hinders my prayers. It hinders my life. It hinders my encouragement for others. When I get weighted, bore down with things, it hinders everything around me. I can't run the race the way I ought to be able to run the race. The Scripture in Hebrews 12, I think, says, laying aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. But I'm not talking about the sin today, but the lay aside every weight. It's what hinders me from getting along with it. Getting on with it. Accomplishing things around. Being the encouragement, being the catalyst for people's lives, being the one that's going to fire somebody up and do that. And I find myself, I'm speaking for myself, and I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this morning. Because this is the way I was feeling for the last couple of days, like I had a big sack full of gravels, a cares of life, and I was toting it around, and it was starting to weigh on me. It was starting to wear me down. And I felt like this was the answer the Lord gave me. Cast your cares upon the Lord. I feel like sometimes it's hard to just take the sack off and throw the whole sack at the Lord's feet. I think it's sometimes you put them in a gravel at a time. Sometimes you got to take them out of gravel at a time. This one, I mean, it's hurting this one around for a long, long time. I'm concerned about world events. I'm concerned about things. This is yours, Lord. This is yours. I can't do anything about world events. I can't do anything about those kind of things. Lord says to pray for the rulers and leaders. That's what I'm going to do. Beyond that, it's not going to distract me anymore. Lord, here you go. Here's you another one. Now, Lord, I mean, I know that next week something might happen that's just way out there that's going to throw that gravel right back at me and say, what are you going to do with it now? What we need to do is quit putting it in the sack, start flipping it back. Lord, I got a scripture for you. That's not just my thinking. Here's scripture. Careth, I want to do this first in this scripture. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth. The word careth means that He's interested. He's got an interest in you. So He's interested in whatever it is that comes into our lives that grieves us. Psalms 30. No, see, that's not the one I want right now. It's Psalms 55 and 22, I think, is the one I want. All right, it says in the 22nd verse, the 55th chapter, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee." He's not only interested in carrying your burden, but He's interested in carrying you too. We get the things of life thrown to us. We get the difficulties. We get the things that's given to us. What are we going to do with these things? The Lord has, it's as if in this word, in this scripture, the word burden is interesting. In a lot of other renderings of this, they put gift. Cast your gift. Have you ever thought about these things in life as a gift? But cast your gift. It puts a real sense of victory here to this. And it also puts it on the Lord. The Lord gives in every person's life burdens or gifts. The idea is that this is beneficial to us depending on what we do with it. If we take this element of our life, whatever it is, and we take it and we stuff it into a bag to carry around on us, it was going to weigh us down. It's going to distract us from all purpose. But if we do with it what the Lord wants us to do with it, it will remind us on a daily, it will make a relationship. This was the idea of this scripture. The gifts that make relationship. God was wanting to make a relationship with you. So there is elements in every day that comes to us that we say, what are we going to do with this? I'm going to give this. The Lord gives it. He lays a burden on us, and we're to lay it back on Him. As we go through life, we recognize that this is something of the Lord and somewhere where we can get rid of these things. They're meant for us to recognize that we have a God to give them to. There's a reality here of God. We can take our burdens, our cares, these things, and give them back to the Lord. So that, to me, is a richer place. The Lord brings it to our attention, something of life,
And then through the process, it may be a soul. Have you ever had a burden for a soul? Someone that you just wanted to see saved? And the Lord gives you a gift of that burden. You can't carry. How are you going to save a soul? You take that burden and the recognition is there now, but then you give it back to the one that you've learned that wants to help you. He puts it on you, but all it takes is a little bit of the Lord and the load's lifted. The accomplishment of the burden has been fulfilled. I remember hearing the story of a guy, it was just a little tidbit. A guy comes along in a wagon and there's an old man with a heavy, heavy burden on his back. The driver of the wagon, he pulls up and says, "Old feller, get in the wagon. You must be weary of your journey and of your load." And so he says, "Well, thank you," and he gets into the wagon and he's driving going down the road, and he looks over at the old feller and he's got his burden still up on his back. He's still there on the burden. And he says, "Old feller, lay your burden down. Lay your burden down. You're in a wagon. you can lay it down now." But I think it illustrates something. This is my burden. And I'm going to let it wear me plumb down. This is my distraction. Somehow get bound up to the distraction. I'm stuck with my distraction. Because it is so obvious to me in the Scriptures that the Lord is saying, "Marty, lay it down. Lay it down. I've got it. I'm going to bear your burdens for you. There's nothing that happened in your life that I'm going to let hurt you. You don't have to worry about all of these things. I've got it in the past. I've got it under control here. You can trust me on this. These things that's in your life, they'll be okay. Let me have them for you. Let me carry them for you and we'll go along, and because I can carry them. The Lord isn't weakened by all of our burdens. He can carry them." That would be a whole different thing. And I've told this many times, but I saw this up at the house one day. I saw the neighbors. It looked like a range. It had a range and they was going up a flight of steps that went up to the upper apartment. And they were stuck about halfway up. Probably not quite half. And I looked over there. I was working on my car. And I looked over there. And I thought, well, I better go over and help them. I even started that way. But the Lord checked me and said, "Don't you go." And it seems so obvious. It's what you're supposed to do. But I didn't go. And then I thought again, I better go help them. I looked, this was several minutes later, they're still in the same place. I thought, I better go help them. Don't go. About three times of that, don't go. I just, go. Well, a little bit, it was Julian Rittenhouse who it was. He come down there, an old blue truck he is. He come down through there, and he's come down through there, and I saw him do a double take. He looked, and then he hit his brakes, pulled over, truck still running, door flung open, he jumped out, and he went running over there and went to put his back to it. And he stood up, and I saw him kind of, he walked and got in his truck and went down the road. And I asked him sometime later if what I saw was what it was. And he said, "Yeah, they turned me down. They turned me down flat. I just saw it. And I looked and got a lesson out of it. There's help. There's help." For whatever the human reasons was that, I don't know. I won't make that judgment. But I know that it don't cost you anything to have the Lord help you. But how many times are we like, I wonder if the Lord isn't there saying, I'm so ready to lift a finger. I'm so ready to help you. I'm so ready to give you the courage that you know you ought to have. I'm so ready to give you the faith that you need. I'm so ready to give you that work that you want to do for the Lord. I'm so ready to do it. And there you are with your burden and you will not let me help you. You will not cast it. You won't get rid of it. You won't allow me to do it. Cast your burdens upon the Lord. Your gift, that thing that comes into your life. Everything don't go wrong, but enough goes wrong to always make me realize that I need something in life bigger than me. Some days it seems like I really need something in life bigger than me. But also I recognize this, not just for the carnal or the secular or the tangible natural things of life. I'm desperate for it in a spiritual sense. I really need the Lord to help me to be able to overcome myself, my desires, my inabilities, my fears, the lacks of my own life. I need the Lord to help me. If you was to sit down, I won't be boastful here, but I think if you give me a written test on it, I'd probably pass. This is what you ought to do. This is the way you ought to think. This is the way you ought to be. But I need the Lord to help me do the things that I can't do once I do know. I need the Lord to help me to be able to get there. I love being encouraged. It just feels good. This last trip when we went to La Raja was one of the best trips I've had in years and years. And you know what? I left it all behind. I just left it all behind. And I went without a concern back. And I ain't saying not a burden or a love or a care for the people. I'm saying I left house, things. I left everything to the Lord. And it seemed like that I had the best week of carefree, non-distraction, could get my mind where I should be. It's because I had it all casted. And then I found out this week, another bag of rocks. You know what? It taught me something. This isn't a one-time shot. I was so successful week four last. And now I got another sack full of rocks again. Different events happened. And for each one of them, Lord help us to get a hold of this. For each one of those things, don't chuck it in the sack. There'll be enough in life's sack anyway, okay? For each one of these things that comes today, you may have a new one. If you have a new one today, let me recommend you a path. Cast it upon the Lord. Take that of the Lord. Recognize that the Lord, you're something. It's not saying I don't deal with it or I don't have to deal with it or it isn't real. I don't see it or putting it aside. It's really dealing with it. And saying, here is something in my life, and Lord, you are God. And this event, this thing, I'm giving to you. Work with it however you want to do. Do with it whatever you want, and make of it however you want to make of it. Paul recognized, in a certain sense, the thorn in the flesh. He sought the Lord for the answer of that thorn in the flesh. It wasn't the answer that Paul would have had to have had, but he didn't distract himself anymore with it. It actually became a source, a gift. It was even said to him, Paul, it's your gift. I got a gift for you. It's called a thorn in the flesh. And he said, oh, I recognize it. Now, when I'm weak, I'm made strong in the Lord. What a gift. What a precious gift to have. And the Lord wants to make a relationship with the things of our lives. We need to learn how to deal with the things of life and let them, instead of them being the burden that weights us down, they'll either be the weight or they'll be the stepping stone. Sack, gravel after gravel, we can make a way of elevating. Thank the Lord. Psalms 30. It says in the 10th verse, hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Lord, be thou my helper. I need help, Lord. I need to know what to get. I need to know what to hang on to. I need to know what my responsibility in place is. And I need to know what to let go of. Maybe you're all different than me. But sometimes I can get my mind so wrapped up in things that don't matter. It don't matter. Things like this. I mowed the neighbor's yard up there. And the trip before last, we was gone for over 3 weeks and it rained a lot and the grass was so high. You know, that bothered me. It bothered my mind. I thought about it a lot of time. It distracted me from useful thinking. And do you know what the grass is like up there now? It's the same way it had been if I hadn't been gone. It don't matter. Really, it don't matter. And yet, it's like I've got to take that and put it in my sack. I got to take another thing and another thing and another thing. All of these different things. Maybe you're not like me. You got the property up there and the property's rating on the taxes on it was real high. It was on vacant land. There's like 3 or 4 or 5 different ratings of taxes. This was on vacant land and it was really, really high. So I went and had it changed. And you know what? It went from being extremely high to about $17 or something. And that bothered me. It's too low. I'm thinking, did they make a mistake? What's wrong with this? Because it wasn't what I thought. I put another stone in my sack and said, there's got to be something wrong with this. That they lowered it so much. I knew they'd said, oh, it's pretty big drop. But I didn't know it was going to be almost nothing. And now it's like, it's bothering me that it's like that. And I'm thinking about something's wrong and it's going to catch me sometime. You can't, even the blessings you make, I'm sorry. And you carry around a lot of distractions all the time. Lord, help us. Lord, be my helper. It don't matter. It don't matter. I need the Lord to help me personally. As we go through life, we pick up clutter. You pick up clutter? We pick up clutter. This, a little here, a little here. I remember Brother Salmon saying it this way. I've heard him say it different times. He would make it like a chalkboard. It gets a little residue on it. He says sometimes with your life, it's good to come and wash, clean it all off. You'll still see little etchings here and there, sometimes a little that. But I remember how he said it. He liked to come and make a clean start with the Lord. Clean it. You're not talking about sin. Talking about clutter. Got clutter. The past battle that I was in. And people was involved. And there was feelings. And now I got cluttered feelings. And I got cluttered. You ever cluttered feelings? It's like a sack after a while of weights on us. And the Lord gives just a simple little illustration. Cast your cares, your distractions, your clutter, all of that. Cast it upon the Lord. Remind yourself of His greatness, of what He wants to do in life. Look at what the real purpose is of life and all those things. Cast all of that on the Lord, for He cares. Thank the Lord this morning. He cares. He cares for you more than you care for yourself. He cares about the things that make you, bother you, upset you. He cares about those things. What His answers are, I don't always know, but you can cast them upon the Lord. Brother Jim used to come and pray a lot for his checkbook. Did the Lord care about Brother Jim's checkbook? Only if it bothered Brother Jim. He probably don't care about a person's checkbook as much as he cares about the person. And if the checkbook being gone bothered Brother Jim, then it bothered the Lord. Because the Lord cared for him.
Or if he loses, whatever he loses or whatever happens, whatever it is in your life, remember this. The Lord cares for you. He knows where everything's at too. He knows how to get rid of it. You know, sometimes I've lost things that I've never found. So the Lord didn't show it to me, but the Lord's got more than that for each and every one of us. He's got the peace and the assurance that He's God. And that all is well today in our life. The path that we're on is of the Lord. You pray for me.